Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
They call me the breeze. I keep blowing down the road.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. How you doing? Seriously, how you doing? You doing all right? How's the drive? I mean, just, you know, I know every morning, you hear me talking and we listen and we hang out together, and I don't get enough of your feedback. I mean, I wish I could. I'll just tell you, this is a total aside. I wish we could all be like in person doing this, because that's what I enjoy. I enjoy seeing the faces and getting your reactions, good or bad, you know. But oh well. So we're here doing it this way, so it's okay. Lisa Newell, she is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, and she joins us every Thursday at about this time to give us a preview of what's in the paper. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you so much, and I am really thankful for technology that means that we don't have to be together, because that would be a long drive to come from Gulf Breeze, so I'm happy that we're able to do it this way.
You're saying you don't want to be with me? Is that what I heard? That's what I took away from that, Lisa. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, I am at home. You can probably hear my dog in the background.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you because yesterday I actually witnessed the traffic backing up very, very far from the Garcon Point Bridge interchange. And if you're one of those people who just says, I cannot sit in this traffic, I would rather be moving, even if I have to go the long way through the back roads through the neighborhood.
Right.
You need to be careful, because they are starting to do a crackdown, and they're saying zero tolerance. So if you're not following the rules, you could be making that a very dangerous situation for the people who walk, or they ride their bicycles on the side streets.
Right.
So be sure that you slow down, because it's becoming, they're getting very serious about cracking down on speeders and people who make those neighborhoods unsafe.
Yeah, and that's the Colton Wright add-on that they did yesterday to approve funding for, to do funding for the sheriff's patrols, which is good. I mean, you know, it's okay to drive through the neighborhood. You just got to drive through and follow the rules, right?
Right, and we hope that we won't be having to do this much longer, because it does appear that the progress is being made on the Pensacola Bay Bridge. We still don't know how many lanes will be open, and we know that there's some challenges on the opposite side of the bridge because of the 17th Avenue interchange. But we are hopeful that we will be able to get some relief, because we are all really very tired of driving Garcon Point Bridge.
Totally.
And it has
agree.
Really affected a lot of businesses. I mean, a lot of businesses. In fact, we're going to do an article coming up on so many of the businesses in Gulf Breeze, which are closed right now, waiting, you know, for the influx of people. It's been very difficult financially for a lot of people. And we also have an article about Pensacola Beach and how it is still struggling to recover and reopen from Hurricane Sally.
Yeah.
Several of the hotels are still not open. Some of the restaurants are not open. A lot of people are having trouble finding workers because they don't want to make that drive.
Right.
So there's a lot of problems. We have a lot of issues that, you know, opening the bridge will solve.
Yeah, that business of being short employees, especially with the bridge out, it's one of those things where, you know, it takes you a couple seconds to realize, but it's obvious that workers go there a lot from Pensacola. Well, if they can't get there, they're not going to go an hour around or an hour and 20 minutes around, especially not at the bad times of day, which makes sense. The school board recently, we talked about this, but the school board had a very involved discussion about the mask mandate in Santa Rosa County, right?
They really did, and they had a lot of, it has become very contentious about almost everything that they do,
mm-hmm.
not only about the mask mandate, which we had a lot of people who, a lot of the same people show up every time. They're very upset about the mask mandate, and they want to see it taken away. They think that it's very detrimental to the kids. So they, you know, made their plea. They had doctors who came and spoke for and against the children wearing masks. In the end, they did not make any decisions about changing the mask mandate. But of course, you know, the people were heard. I will say the people were heard. And we do have some articles about that in the paper. Also, another thing that came up at that meeting was the kindergarten curriculum, which you'd think, what? But yes, people are so afraid that the kindergarten curriculum is going to influence their children in a way that they don't approve of. So they did have a discussion, a very lengthy discussion, about how curriculum is chosen and, you know, how it is, you know, implemented. And so we have a great article about that as well.
We've also got, you've got a thing about the solar trash compactor, right?
Yeah, this is something new to me. I was like, what is a solar trash compactor? Well, it looks like a regular trash can, maybe a little bit nicer, more high tech. But you don't have to empty it, but like every 7 to 10 times less frequently as you would a similar trash can of the same size.
Hmm.
And you can put anything in there. You can put food, you can put, you know, paper, anything. And it goes in there, and it's it just packs it down using solar technology. And right now it's sitting in front of City Hall, but they do plan to move it once the bridge is reopened. So right now it's in place, and that was provided by a grant from Gulf Breeze Will Do, which is that ladies organization, women's mm-hmm. organization, which raises money, pools their membership dues, and then people apply for grants, and then they hear the pitches, and they decide which ones that they think they should fund. And
wonderful,
so it's a very
organization.
Nice organization. Keeps all the money right in 32561 and 3263, and the grants range from like $1,000 to $10,000. So small grants, but they can really make a big impact.
Right, and some, you know, I know obviously people know about Impact 100, but that's big grants, and Will Do is the smaller grants, and both have a big role, and that's why I love Will Do, and it's an organization that you champion a lot, which I appreciate. Anything else in the paper today we ought to know about?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we have got some really great sports stories because we've got some amazing teams that are going, you know, the distance, and so we're excited about that. We have got, we have a story about the Eco Trail on Pensacola Beach, which is amazing, which I remember when that was first brought up, and it has really been something cool to show people what kind of animals and wildlife and plant life call Pensacola Beach home, because, you know, you think, well, it's just a bunch of bars and, you know, chicken wings. No, actually, it's a whole ecosystem that has everything, and it's beautiful, and it's worth protecting. I'm so glad that we do have conservation areas for Pensacola Beach. We just have so much stuff in here, it's just impossible to go over everything. But also, Splash Magazine for May, which I want to remind everyone, Mother's Day is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Memorial Day is coming up. The beginning of summer is coming up. And so everybody's looking forward to getting out, listening to some music. They are looking forward to, you know, enjoying our beautiful areas, fishing, dining, everything. So pick up a copy of Splash Magazine. There is one inside Gulf Breeze News this week.
Outstanding.
But also, if you can pick it up on at a newsstand, you can do that as well. So look forward to that as well. Lots of stuff going on.
All right. Well, Lisa Newell, she is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Great information every week, and the paper comes out on Thursday. Lisa, we'll talk to you next Thursday. Thanks for the time.
Have a great week.
And by the way, yeah, absolutely. And by the way, just to piggyback on that, I heard that Bands on the Beach on Tuesday was packed. Packed out. People want to be out and want to be doing stuff, which is very, very good.
Not if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, living red.
When you hear someone say they don't want to raise taxes on the wealthiest 1% or corporate America, ask them whose taxes you want to raise. Instead, whose are you going to cut?
So, I mean, obviously we got to do all this very expensive stuff. Who do you want to tax to make it happen? You don't have to do all this expensive stuff, and then we don't have to tax anybody anymore. How about that as an answer? The built-in premise of so much of what President Biden was saying last night was, you know, and he gave lip service to, I want people to be millionaires and billionaires, but I want them to pay their fair share. Well, how much is that? No, seriously, how much is that? Hey, you want to talk about corporations that make profits and don't pay a tax? Because, okay, fine. I don't have a problem with that. Everybody ought to pay a share, but there's no upper bound on his notion of a fair share, right? Wealthy people already pay more. Who pays more dollars in taxes, rich people or poor people? Poor people get paid by the government. They pay negative taxes. Rich people pay a lot of taxes. Well, that's not what we mean. We mean as a percentage of their income. Why should that be higher? But okay, so but you always have to go back to basics. You know, I have kids, and I'm always trying to teach them the basics, and I don't know that I do as good a job. My wife kind of challenges me how to do a better job of teaching them the stuff that I teach you all. That's fair. She's right. And so I'm trying. But, like, one of the things I teach them is just what money is. What money is? Money is a thank you note. Davis, if you bake a pie, let's imagine you bake a pie, and I pay you, I don't know, $10 for it, okay? I'm saying thank you for making me a pie. Now, do you owe me back a share of that $10 I give you? Because you gave me a pie?
No, you paid for my service.
Exactly.
You thanked me for my service.
I thanked you. I gave you 10 thank yous. Your pie was worth 10 thank yous. That oil change was worth 30 thank yous. That house is worth 200,000 thank yous. Okay, so money's a thank you, right? And you use thank yous to get other people to do stuff. In fact, if you then came to me later and said, Andrew, I baked you the pie, I'd like to give you back these 10 thank yous to make me a pizza. And I say, okay, sure. We thanked each other and we provided a service to each other. That's what money is. Okay, so if you do that really well, like you find a way to get a lot of people saying thank you in big amounts, you become rich. And if you spend less of your thank yous than you're taking in, you acquire wealth. At what point in this process does it become immoral? At what point in this process do you owe back to the people you benefited who said thank you in the first place? You have to thank them because they thanked. I mean, it makes no sense. There is no philosophical justification for the premise that rich people and wealthy people owe you back for doing you favors for which you thanked them with your money. 437-1620. Mark Jacobs in the newsroom with our headlines. Mark?
Well, okay, then. Let's just get rid of money and say thank you for that oil change.
It'd be clearer.
President Biden celebrating his 100th day in office by kicking off his Get America Back on Track tour. He's in Georgia today, Pennsylvania tomorrow. The president making an impression on the financial markets in the first 100 days. The S&P's on pace to rise 10% during his first 100 days, surpassing the gains for any other president in the past four decades. The broader market is up 25% since Election Day. I guess they're saying thank you. Coming up tomorrow, the Kentucky Derby returns to the first Saturday in May. After being delayed till September last year, fans will be in the stands, but only about 45,000 out of the 165,000 capacity at Churchill Downs. Essential quality. The morning line favorite, post time about 10 till 6 tomorrow evening.
Did you say coming up tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it Saturday?
It's Saturday.
They have festivities.
Okay.
Tomorrow is Oaks Day.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. All right. And you're from?
Well, I lived there for,
long time.
Good many years.
Do you know how the weather's supposed to be? Because I feel like every year it rains at the Kentucky Derby.
I have not checked the forecast.
All right, well, we'll see. Mark, thanks so much for the...
Now you've really hurt my feelings because I thought today was Friday.
I thought I heard you say it earlier when you did the report. I'm like, is he saying tomorrow for the Saturday Derby? Hey, we got one more.
Okay, let's see. Check off my one mistake for the year.
Mark, we have one more day of doing this together before the weekend.
Couldn't you say something to make me feel better?
I just want to stick on this for a second because, again, the premise of all of this socialism, the premise of all of this class warfare, this tax the rich nonsense that Biden is proposing and a lot of people believe in is the idea that if you make more money, then you owe society more, which is exactly backwards. You know this, okay? If you make $50,000, would you like to make $60,000? Does that mean you did something bad? No. It means you did something good. More people said thank you. More people said, they said 60,000 thank yous instead of 50,000 thank yous. But there's this weird notion people have that if somebody suddenly cracks over the 300,000 or 400,000 or 500,000 thank you a year mark, that all of a sudden it became nefarious. That all of a sudden they owe. No, it's literally the exact opposite. The whole idea of money is we owe you 300,000, 400,000, 500,000 thank yous worth of service back to you. And by the way, the other premise here is that like wealth is bad. It is bad to have rich people. No, actually having a wealth disparity is really useful because wealthy people are able to give money away. They're able to fund philanthropy that doesn't happen to the same degree when you don't have a wealthy class. And wealthy people fund technology, research, development, innovation. Who buys the next new gadget when it's way overpriced? Rich people. And in case you don't believe me about how they fund development, technology, companies, all that kind of stuff, here's a very simple way to understand it. America's the richest country in the world, right? Who developed the vaccine that everybody else wants? the richest country in the world. The richest countries developed vaccines. Why? Because we're the richest countries. Because riches is what makes it possible to innovate and develop.
Your money now. The stock market is open and it's starting this day up 150 points at 33,970. A check of the NASDAQ shows at the open it's up 123 points at 14,173, while the S&P is up 30 points at 4213. The president making a strong impression on financial markets in his first 100 days, the S&P on pace to rise 10%. During Biden's first 100 days, that surpasses the gains for any other president in the past 40 years. Broader market index is up 25% since Election Day. Analysts at J.P. Morgan say that reflects the greatest post-election equity gains of any incoming president in at least 75 years. The U.S. economy roaring out of the gate in the first quarter. GDP, the sum of all goods and services, jumping 6.4% on an annualized basis. The nation's unemployment lines got shorter again last week. The Labor Department reports 553,000 first-time claims. Our next news at 9 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs.
Don't fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so we do the frivolous topic every day at about this time. We fight about things we know don't matter. I mean, they really do matter, but they really don't matter, right? And it's certainly not news-related, at least not most of the time. The other day, we had a question. We were talking about sickie strategy, like what do you do when you're ill? And I mentioned that part of my my triple play sickie strategy involves saltines. And somebody texted me in and said, how dare you, you know, how dare you, the Ritz. Okay. I wasn't talking about the best cracker. I was talking about my sickie strategy. They're different. Nobody's saying that Campbell's chicken noodle soup is the end-all be-all of food. Just saying when I'm sick, that's what I want. But that allows us a little room to discuss today part two, which is best, and if you feel like it, worst cracker. 437-1620, 437-1620. I swear if you name me some backwoods white guy as a joke... Worst cracker? No, can't. I can't. You're not even going to buzz me on that one. Fair enough. All right. 437-1620. Tell me what's the best and what's the worst. Let's focus on best. Let's try to be positive if we can. Davis, best snack cracker.
All right. So I think the company's called Townhouse.
Okay.
It's like the Townhouse buttery cracker. It's like Ritz. It's shaped a little different. It's not a circle. It's like a pill shaped. Cracker, but why? It's great for dipping.
Okay, I know the ones you're talking about. What I don't understand is why you're not eating a Ritz when you could have a Ritz at this point. Because it's basically what you said is it's like a Ritz.
But there's something
why
about...
Why not a Ritz?
Because these particular Townhouse crackers have like a buttery flavor to it. And
You've eaten a Ritz though, right?
Oh, come on, Andrew, of course.
Well, when you tell me the distinguishing feature of these Townhouse crackers is that they have butter in them, I have to wonder. Because that is the key flavor element of the Ritz cracker is the butter.
No, this one has more butter than... Because it just something about it tastes... It tastes just more heavenly to me. But also...
It tastes more heavenly.
Also,
well, you win with that.
When you want to dip it into something, it's very dip-friendly because of its shape. And okay. So I love dipping it into pimento cheese.
I will say this. I know the crackers you're talking about. And I will grant you this one small mark of favor, which is... The Ritz is just a little bit too fragile, okay? And I think of, like, the Kalkuna cheese spreads, you know, especially if it's out of the refrigerator and hasn't been sitting on the sitting out to room temperature. You got to really strategize to get that on there. It's hard to dip a Ritz in there. It's going to break and fracture into a million pieces most of the time.
Yeah.
I agree it's a flaw in the design, but it's not a taste flaw. It's a structural integrity flaw. Right. 437-1620, 437-1620. And by the way, I'm not just advocating for the Ritz cracker. I think the Ritz cracker is an amazing entry into this category. I just, you know, I'm for the moment telling Davis that there's no reason to go with his Townhouse dippers when he could go for the Ritz cracker. 437-1620. I've got somebody in here says, let's see, Captain Wafers. What is Captain Wafers?
Oh, they come in a blue box, I think. I'm not even
familiar. I'm looking real fast here to see if I can.
I can't even name a time.
Those are like sandwich crackers. aren't they? They come with something in between them, like the peanut butter or something in between them. Or is it more like the ones you get at the restaurant, the little mini saltine packs or something like that? Captain's wafers. I'm just not familiar. So I apologize.
Oh, I think they are little wafer. I think they are like little saltines.
Oh,
I think they are.
Well,
yeah.
It's a saltine, and no. I mean, you need better taste buds. 437-1620, Club Cracker. Oh, no, Club Crackers are amazing. They are. They're very, very good. Somebody says here, I was hoping you would do this. Ritz is still the best, but lately I've been getting into the Lance's Wheat Crackers with the cheddar cheese in the middle. Okay, Lance's. All these unique brands, I got to go look
Lance's
up.
Lance's is also, they also do saltines, I think.
Oh, that one gives me a... I pull up the Google search for Lance's Crackers, pulls up, I don't know, like local Walmart or something. It doesn't even give me an answer, so that doesn't help me whatsoever. 437-1620, 437-1620, Garlic Triscuit. Okay, look. Yes, they're amazing, but why would you mess with perfect? The Triscuit all alone... Triscuit's not, I mean, I don't know if Triscuit's a cracker. It's more like a shredded wheat.
Yeah, it's a shredded, but it's a cracker.
But it's a cracker made of
category.
The wrong material, right?
Mm-hmm.
But although, it's amazing. And I will tell you, I have tried the cracked pepper, the oil and crack. Oh, yeah. No, they're really good. Yeah,
Triscuits, I do like Triscuit on its own, but has to be with a dip. And Triscuits that have flavor, I can get down with that.
Oh, now, see, here we go. The Triscuit, somebody says the Triscuit Thin Crisps Original with the port wine cheese. Oh, no, I'm on board. I'm with you. Although, I will say this. You know what's better than a Triscuit with the cheese wine? The wine cheese? The Wheat Thin. The Wheat Thin, which is cool because it's square, so you can grind into the cheese a little bit more easily than the circular Ritz, which contributes to the structural integrity problem. Also, the Wheat Thin is less breakable. And, of course, delicious all on its own. 437-1620, Swiss cheese, somebody sends me from Nabisco. All right, fair enough. Somebody says Wheat Thins. There you go. There's my brother, my sister from another mother. 437-1620, what am I getting in here? Somebody's texting me the Captain's Wafers. Okay, I see. I see your numerous texts with the Captain's Wafers. Davis, we have this question. We always have had this question about when people text in, do they text instead of calling, or do they text because they don't want to call? You know, and I there's a part of me that knows that a lot of people like to text and drive, and I hope you don't ever text us while you're driving. What concerns me now is I've got people Googling images, attaching them to a text, and sending them to me while they're driving. I really hope that's not
please
the case.
Please don't be driving and texting.
437-1620. Let's see. Andrew, your use of multiple adjectives and adverbs when describing crackers is awfully similar to Al Michaels doing color commentary at the Super Bowl. All right. Ann is on the line at 437-1620. Ann, you had a thought about the best cracker, best snack cracker?
Well, my favorite snack cracker, yes, is actually chicken and a biscuit.
Chicken and biscuits?
Oh.
Yes, they've been around forever.
It's a brand?
Yes.
They are delicious and they're unique.
Okay, so I'm looking
right
now.
But I want to mention too that the
chicken biscuit. Okay, I see what you're talking about.
The Captain's Wafer is not a saltine.
I'm sorry, go ahead, what?
The Captain's Wafer is not a saltine.
Okay.
It's more of a salad cracker that's kind of rectangle shape.
Okay, so it's masquerading as a saltine.
That's a square.
Are those like the tiny little crackers that you put in soup?
No, those are oyster crackers.
Oh, now you got me. Oyster crackers are so good.
And those are delicious, too, if you buy the right brand.
Yeah, that's true. Some of them are super bland, and you feel like, what did I even eat? I don't know. Oh, which gets me. You know what we didn't mention? I can't believe we didn't mention this all day. Davis, I feel bad about this. Goldfish.
Oh, well.
Right?
It is a cracker, but I don't look at it as a cracker.
What do you mean?
It is. I don't
it's
know
a
why.
Fish-shaped cracker.
I don't, because when I think crackers, I do think Ritz or I think saltines. And
you're
I,
a shapist.
It is the exact,
you're shapist.
I'm a complete shapist. But even though it is literally a cracker, I just don't identify it as that. It's like a hot dog. Is that a sandwich?
437-1620. Goldfish. It's made out of cracker, but it's not a cracker because it looks like a fish. All right, we'll just. We'll leave it there. That's our frivolous segment for the day. Davis Allen, time for Traffic on the Fives.
Oh, by the way, I almost got ice cream yesterday. Still trying to do that because I want the ice cream.
There's no almost got ice cream.
No.
There's you're serious about eating good things or you failed.
I'm trying to be better about myself. So I fought the temptation, but I'll have to crack over the weekend.
concrete seas. Now she headed east down the boulevard. Duval. Sure. Said I like the way. Said I like the way. Share your ship now.
If you declare members a free and fair election stolen, I'm sorry. You should be deplatformed. If you talk about gross voter fraud, which, by the way, there's no record of, you should be deplatformed.
Stop trafficking in conspiracy theories. That's the solution. Stop pushing misinformation if you're a candidate or an incumbent elected official. Stop retweeting QAnon. Stop lying on social media.
It's so easy. They say, these are Democrats talking yesterday on the floor of the House, Dan Daly and Representative Guillermo Smith, talking about how easy it is to avoid breaking the rules and stay on point. Well, yeah, if you self-censor. And if you, you know, the stifling effect of censorship is that you close down the expression of ideas even more so out of the fear that it might get you banned. Right? That's, I feel like it's, Teach People to America is 101 day to day. You know, teach people what money is today. Teach people what freedom of speech means today. You know, historically, people who called themselves liberals, historically, I was raised as a liberal, okay? I still internally believe an awful lot of liberal principles because they're, I mean, weirdly now conservative principles, but okay. But the basic idea, the reason that censorship is bad is because when you're afraid of consequences for saying what you believe, then we're not engaging you as a citizen. We're not engaging you as a fellow member of this project, this republic, this democracy, this civil society. We're prohibiting you from thinking what you think. You know, the liberals are always saying, stand up for what you believe. You know, liberals used to say, when I was growing up, I hate what you're saying, but I will fight to the death for your right to say it. Now liberals say, I dislike what you say, and I'll gladly see Twitter ban you for saying it. That is not American. Now, I know that the questions surrounding the tech bill are convoluted. They definitely are. These are private companies. You enter into an agreement. But we say that certain kinds of agreements are not legitimate. And the agreement that we supposedly enter into for this free service that reuses our data and then makes decisions about what we can and cannot say and then will deplatform us without warning, it's not clear to me that this is a legitimate or legal agreement to begin with, let alone one that is good for our society, given the place that they have in it right now. But again, the core idea of why censorship is a problem is because people become afraid of thinking or saying certain things, and then they also shut down even on the margins of those ideas in order to not run the risk. It doesn't seem like a weird metaphor to you, but people who are in abusive relationships, okay? You've got a tyrannical parent or a tyrannical spouse or a tyrannical, I mean, boss. It's not physical necessarily typically, but you get the point. What happens in those environments is you get hit enough, you learn to not take the chance. So you're always aware of not exactly what will definitely get me hit, but what might get me hit. And you play safety around the fear, the concern. It's the same reason why, for example, on campuses, you know, the stifling or the chilling effect on speech is what we typically talk about here. Because when people are afraid to speak their mind, it's not just the thing that they can't say. It's the thing that's near that they self-censor over. And so you don't wind up hearing what people really believe. Be honest. Unless you're, I'll tell you my view. I have many times either not said something on Facebook or kind of questioned whether I should say it. Not because I didn't want to say it, but because, you know what, honestly, I value having the platform and I didn't want somebody to report me. Now, I don't remember if I've ever not actually, but the fact that you think that way is the problem. And they seem to champion this. They seem to think that this is good. It's not healthy for our system of government. It's not healthy for a civil society. Again, in which how many times have we been told, stand up for what you believe, say what you really think. We'll love you anyway. We'll tolerate you anyway. No, what social media is doing is codified intolerance, is deliberately punishing people for having certain views. Might they be reprehensible views? Sure. Last I checked, you need a First Amendment to protect that. Now, again, it's a private company. I understand the argument. But they are behaving both like a monopoly and like a public space. They are not behaving in a competitive way, nor are they behaving like merely a private publishing company. So there's a lot of discussion to be had about this. By the way, the Senate and the House both have passed versions of this restriction bill, and they're not in agreement yet on all the terms. We'll see if they can get it done in the next day. 8:55, Davis Allen, time for a quick shot of sports.
Welcome to Draft Day, everybody. It is Draft Day. Today, only the first round we'll get to experience. Coverage starts at 6 o'clock our time on ESPN. The actual draft itself should start around 7 o'clock. You can catch coverage on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM, beginning at 7 o'clock. So, after Bobby Rossi, flip on over to the 1330 and 99.1. But anyways, first pick is going to be the Jacksonville. Here we go. Jaguars. I got called out earlier.
Well done.
I got called out earlier for calling it Jaguars. Mm-hmm. I don't know when I began saying that, but obviously when I was young and I never changed it.
You can go full Brit and go Jaguar.
Jaguar. Anyways, Jaguars have the first overall pick. They're expected to take Trevor Lawrence with the number one overall selection. Taking a look at the Valspar Championship going on in Tampa, Florida. Bubba Watson off to a good start. He's one shot off the lead, currently sitting at 3 under par. And I've been sharing the story of Michael Visacki, who is the mini tour player who managed to qualify for this tournament, his first PGA Tour event. He's currently even on the third hole, so not off to a bad start. And then also congratulations to my alma mater of Gulf Breeze High School, their baseball team. I played on the baseball team. Won the district championship yesterday for District 1-5A. So congratulations. I'm Davis Allen with your quick shot of sports.
.58 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Future news. Davis and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Bryce Harper got hit in the face with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball yesterday. Is he going to be okay?
He will be fine. Luckily, the reports are coming back that he's fine.
Let's say yes. Fingers crossed everything looks okay. The social media company's bill. Will the House and Senate come to an agreement? Will it become law?
It will, to both.
Yes and yes. Will it be challenged and go, let's say, to the Supreme Court?
I think so.
Yeah, I also think so. This is going to be, you know, First Amendment, private companies. There's a lot of legal issues here, and I definitely think this is going to get challenged in the court. Transgender sports ban bill. That got attached yesterday to the charter schools bill. It's now passed in the Senate and the House. Will Governor DeSantis sign it into law?
He will.
Man, I... Yes? I don't know. He could say no, but I'd say yes. And will President Biden get his way, and will we have 16 grades of public education from age 3 all the way to age 20?
No.
I want to say no. But God only knows what the Senate's going to do. All right, folks, thanks for listening. Jenna's up next. We'll see you tomorrow morning.